こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 126. Today in this episode, we learn about たところです which means just did. Now let's go. In episode 124, we learned about dictionary form plus ところです which means about to do something. In episode 125, we learned about手フォーム plus いるところです which means in the middle of doing something. Today we learn about 他フォーム plus ところです which means just did. This indicates that an action was completed just a moment ago. It does not necessarily mean that the time of the statement is immediately after the action. So for example, I have just eaten my lunch.To eat lunch is 昼ごはんを食べます。昼ごはんを食べます。So we will change 食べます into た form and put together with ところです。昼ごはんを食べたところです。When we use た form plus ところです, it often comes together with adverb like たった今、たった今, which means just now, or さっき、さっき。Which means earlier. So this time let's use たった今。たった今昼ごはんを食べたところです。たった今昼ごはんを食べたところです。The train has just left. Train is 電車。電車。Something leaves is 出ます。出ます。So we will change 出ます into た form and put together with ところです。出ます is group 2. It becomes 出たところです。出たところです。Now let's use the adverb たった今, which means just now. たった今、電車が出たところです。たった今、電車が出たところです。I have just left home earlier. Earlier is さっき。さっき。To leave house is 家を出ます。家を出ます。So we will change 出ます into た form and put together with ところです。さっき家を出たところです。さっき家を出たところです。I just got a reply earlier. So earlier again is さっき、さっき。Reply is 返事、返事。When you want to say I got a reply, we will use 返事が来ます。返事が来ます。So we will change 来ます into た form and put together with ところです。さっき返事が来たところです。さっき返事が来たところです。I've just finished work, so I'm heading from now. To finish work is 仕事が終わります。仕事が終わります。So we will change 終わります into た form and put together with ところ。仕事が終わったところ。仕事が終わったところ。In other words, it means because I've just finished work, I'm heading from now. Because have many expressions. In this case, let's use ので。ので。So when you want to put ので after ところ、we have to make it to なので。なので、because ところ is a noun. When you put ので after noun, it will become なので。たった今仕事が終わったところなので。From now is 今から、今から。To head somewhere is 向かいます、向かいます。たった今仕事が終わったところなので、今から向かいます。たった今仕事が終わったところなので、今から向かいます。I just woke up earlier, so I am still sleepy. To wake up is 起きます。起きます。This is group 2. We will change this into た form and put together with ところ。Earlier is さっき。So, さっき起きたところ。And then we will use ので in order to say because. So, さっき起きたところなので、still is まだ、まだ。sleepy is 眠い、眠い。さっき起きたところなので、まだ眠いです。さっき起きたところなので、まだ眠いです。たとこ is a casual contraction of たところ。You may hear this a lot in conversation. Now let's make an example sentence. This is a conversation between A and B. A says, What are you doing now? The polite speech will be,
今何をしていますか?今何をしていますか?
In a casual speech, we will make verb into plain form. So it becomes,
今何をしてる?
今何をしてる? And then when you ask a question in a casual speech, we often use not at the end of the sentence.
今何をしてるの? 今何をしてるの?
And then B says, I just arrived at school. School is
学校。学校。
To arrive somewhere is
somewhere に着きます。
somewhere に着きます。We will change 着きます into た form and put together with ところです。
学校に着いたところです。
We will change this into casual speech, so we will use
たとこ。今学校に着いたとこ。今学校に着いたとこ。
Now let's make another example. This is a conversation between A and B. A says, Would you like to eat together? To eat together is
一緒にご飯を食べます。一緒にご飯を食べます。
So this is a question. So this is a casual speech, so we would change the verb into plain form.
一緒にご飯食べる?一緒にご飯食べる?
And then B says, Sorry, I just ate. So,
食べます, we will change this into た form and put together with ところです。今食べたところです。
Now, in a casual speech, we will say たとこ。So, it becomes
ごめん、今食べたとこ。ごめん、今食べたとこ。
So, today we learned about た form plus ところです, which means just did.It indicates that an action was completed just a moment ago. It does not necessarily mean that the time of the statement is immediately after the action. In a casual speech, we will use
たとこ、
たとこ。So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Instagram page and Facebook page, so please follow them as well.I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。